I'm also very pleased to introduce Ann Milligrees, a principal with Booz Allen Hamilton and chair of the National Geospatial Advisory Committee. Today, she will talk with us about her observations of the accomplishments of the committee during its first year.
Good morning. It's good to be here today. Let me see if I can get that up there. It's good to be here today. I first came to my first ASPRS meeting in the fall of 1983, dating myself a little bit, as a student. So it's very rewarding to come back here today and to address you about the activities of the National Geospatial Advisory Committee. The committee, I'm going to make some assumptions that you know why it was set up. For many, many years at the national level and federal government, it's required to coordinate really for all of our best efforts with industry, with state government, and with local government. But because of the structure of the federal government and because of laws that garner how the federal government can receive input, it's really not technically possible for the federal government to take that input without what's called a FACA committee. And so for many years, many in the FGDC and then organizations like ASPRS and NISGIC kind of called for the development of a FACA committee. And just this past year, the committee was established. The purpose of the committee will be to provide advice, and that's an important word, and recommendations on federal geospatial policy and management issues, and provide a forum to convey views representative of the partners in the geospatial community. I'd like to reiterate that the role of the committee is to provide advice and guidance, right? Under FACA law, or under the Federal Advisory Committee Act rules, will function solely, again, see they're getting this in over and over again, solely as an advisory body providing recommendations on effective management of federal geospatial programs. And in particular, it will provide advice on the development of the national spatial data infrastructure. The committee first was, the announcements were made in January of 2008. We held our first real conference call in February to kind of bring this large group together, which you'll see in a minute, and to create our charter, which we had to do from scratch, but also since that time, we've created a mission and a vision statement, and I'm particularly proud of the mission statement. To provide strategies regarding the creation, management, and dissemination of cohesive geospatial data, information, and knowledge to enable commercial, academic, and nonprofit organizations at all levels of government to be more effective in empowering and serving the public, protecting our homeland, fostering economic growth, advancing science, managing our resources, preparing and responding to emergencies, and in governing our nation. So that you understand the bureaucracy, as I'm sure many of you do, I wanted to put this slide up here so that you could understand where we report into the community. And at the top left-hand portion of the slide, I don't know if you can read that box, is the National Geospatial Advisory Committee, reporting into the Federal Geographic Data Committee's Steering Committee. The Secretary of the Interior, by law, is the chair of the FGDC, but can delegate that authority. Secretary Kemp Thorne in the previous administration delegated that authority to the Deputy Undersecretary, Mr. Jim Kaysen. And Mr. Kaysen, over the past two or three years, really took an active leadership role in the FGDC. I can say this having 18 years in government, having worked in NOAA, having sat on the FGDC, it's a tortuous process. And without strong leadership, I'm afraid we as a community weren't making a great deal of progress. But bringing leadership to this process has helped dramatically. And I hope that it's something that the new administration will also take interest in. And we are starting to get signs that they certainly are interested. So the NGAC then reports in to the chair of the steering committee of the FGDC. So here's the audacious group. I was saying earlier there are 27 members. 27, very independent, accomplished, opinionated, strong-willed individuals from all sectors of our society. I have color-coded this chart to give you a feel for the diversity that our committee represents. All those in pink, kind of a dark pink on the projector, represent the private sector in one form or another. I will also say, and the lights are kind of strong in here, I know I have at least two NGAC committee members with me, the vice chair, Mr. Steve Wallach from NGA, and of course, Cass Green. I can see Cass right up front. I'm sorry if there are other members in the room. With the lights, I can't see you. We have three representatives of government, Steve, obviously, Jerry Johnson, the GIO for EPA, and Ivan Deloach as the designated federal official of the FGDC. Green really represents the states, the National States Geographic Information Council. NSGIC has been very active politically in pushing for the creation of the FACA and also creating many of the policy debates that this community has. The academic community, Sean Ahern from Hunter College, City University of New York, and Dr. David Cowan from the University of South Carolina, and Alan Carroll representing the National Geographic, and state and local government as well, and regional government. So you can see it's a very broad and diverse group. I was given a letter at our first meeting asking the committee to focus on a number of topics. It's important to understand, though, that the committee does have some autonomy, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. Specifically, the letter asked us to look at the NSDI and future roles and responsibilities of the key players, investment strategies for the data initiatives, looking at OMB's Circular A16 and Executive Order 12906 that really set up the framework for coordination of geospatial assets across the federal infrastructure, and several specific data initiatives, imagery for the nation, the national map, and the national land parcel data. As I said just a few seconds ago, we are given an agenda by the agency's representative in FGDC, but we also have the opportunity to create our own agenda. And if you will, these are some of the topics. I think the world is made up of lumpers and splitters. I'm a lumper when it comes to policy and initiatives. Someone got a hold of my original slide and split it out. But these are really the components that I believe make up much of the NSDI and the initiatives and the issues that we as a community need to focus on. We had a lot of accomplishment in 2008. It was important to me as a chair to have an action agenda, to get out there, to pick up the pace, to achieve a number of things, and to garner this community's trust. Because for so long, many in state, local, private sector have asked for a voice. And I thought it was very important to prove to the community that the committee was committed to pushing an agenda and to accomplishing things. So as I mentioned, we did create a mission and a vision statement. We've heard from a number of organizations in the federal government. We created a plan of action for what we would undertake. We had to create our own bylaws. We reviewed and endorsed imagery for the nation with a few very specific recommendations for further analysis. We made some initial recommendations on what's called the geospatial line of business. We've written a paper, which I will talk more about in a few minutes, the changing landscape paper. We wrote a transition strategy for the new government. Our community in general, I would argue, has never really been coalesced around a lot of the policy issues that Brad spoke to. And with the change in administration and the fact that we are now a big business, right? We represent a very big business that has a lot to offer society in helping society solve its problems. So we want to take the opportunity to write that transition paper. We endorsed and made some specific recommendations on the National Land Parcel Data Study. And again, we've done some additional work with Imagery for the Nation and the Geospatial line of business activities. The recent products, I would encourage you, they're all on our website. I would encourage you to go there and check them out. One of the things with the change in the administration, one of the initiatives we undertook was to identify all of the Schedule C positions in the federal government. Those are the political appointee positions. And to specifically identify positions that have political oversight and authority on geospatial. We created this recommendation paper for the new administration. I know it has been given to the new CIO and the head of the eGov initiative, and so I'm very hopeful that that gentleman will join us at our next meeting in March. The changing landscape paper, I believe, is really designed to provide all of you some understanding about where we as a committee are coming from, how we see the history of this technology and the contributions of the whole breadth of people from multiple communities, but also to use it as an education tool for these new Schedule C employees in the federal government, for the hope that we will continue the momentum that was developed in the previous administration, specifically under Mr. Kaysen's leadership. The changing landscape talks about the history of the technology, about many of the federal agencies, many of the professional organizations, and many of the companies that have driven change, and the fact that we have gone over the last 25 years to an overnight success, and it's not just all about Google Maps, right? And calls out some of the rather cornerstone moments in technology that have brought us to where we are. So I would encourage you to take a look at that product. In February of 2009, we had our first meeting of the year. We again reviewed the transition activities, still kind of pushed to make sure that we get the information we've developed for the new administration into the new administration, and hopefully we have planted seeds in fertile ground. We made some recommendations to the administration on the economic stimulus and geo-enabling recovery.gov. Those activities are continuing and ongoing. There are meetings daily now in the federal government about geo-enabling recovery.gov. We've made some very significant recommendations about a new structure for the governance of the FGDC, requesting the rewrite of A16 and requesting the rewrite of Executive Order 12906. We reviewed the national map activities of the USGS and got some updates on national parcel data initiatives. And finally kicked off a new work group that's going to look at public-private, public-public partnerships. I think many in the community, we've talked for years about partnerships, and usually that's around where we have common goals and a common vision. I think going forward, as we require more and better data, more frequent to monitor our issues, we're going to need to create financial instruments between public and public organizations and public and private organizations in order to fuel the data needed to drive these applications. And so we've got a very significant study just started now, and I would imagine that's going to be a long-term initiative. We have an upcoming meeting in May. Had a meeting earlier this week to really finalize the agenda. The vast majority of our agenda will be on visioning and planning for the future and making some very large-scale recommendations to the federal government about what that governance structure of the future should look like. We'll also get an update on the economic stimulus package and a number of our other data initiatives. So that's the fact, right? That's history. I want to spend just a few minutes now talking about what are issues in the near term that I believe are big issues, and we certainly welcome your participation. The day before yesterday, the FGDC Executive Committee is working on a proposal to develop a new comprehensive national geospatial policy and strategy. They are working to see if the new administration will actually take up a leadership role in this. I think that new strategy will look at stronger ways to really coordinate investments to coordinate research and development funding, and very significantly, also to bring in the NSG. So we've got the NSG on the intel and military side, and we've got the NSDI on the federal, state, and local civilian side. But we have never attempted as a community to share across those boundaries and to look at policies across those boundaries. And that will be a very significant issue. I was redid these slides this morning because I didn't particularly like the title, and then this one came to mind, and that's probably because I'm in the middle of doing employee reviews and talking about development actions. But I think it's an appropriate title for us as a community. As Brad mentioned earlier, I think we need to do a far better job of articulating our value proposition to society. In my opinion, we need to quit trying to educate decision makers, elected officials primarily, on the technical details of our technology and speak to the benefits. Why we matter, how we support solution development, whether it's food security, global warming, or economic development. And in addition, we have spent, as technologists, a tremendous amount of time focusing on the technology. I am a geographer. I am a remote sensor. But I don't believe we've done a particularly good job at looking at the business economics and metrics of our profession. And I think we do need to turn some attention to monitoring our return on investments for society and for our businesses. Further, we need to speak and develop a strong, proactive coalition that speaks to our priorities with a common voice. I can tell you, as one of the co-authors of a stimulus package request for $1.2 billion, and there were three or four stimulus package requests for the geospatial community, we were not well positioned to take advantage of that opportunity because we don't have a common voice. I would argue that our voice is not dissimilar. And in fact, I did an analysis and put all four of those stimulus packages side by side, and they had a tremendous amount in common, and just a few differences, I would argue, on the edges. So as a community, I think we need to come together and try to find that common voice and those priorities. And I can also report that the FGDC Executive Committee 2 days ago started developing priorities for multi-agency initiatives in case there is another stimulus package. It looks also as if the federal government is going to go forward with a new National Geodata Policy Forum. For those of you who may remember, I think the last one was in 1999. So we've been 10 years without an opportunity to come together as a community to talk about those strategies. We need to work through organizations like ASPRS and NISGIC and MAPS and NACO and a whole host of others, and I'm particularly excited about COGO, which is an organization, a coalition of geospatial organizations where people can come together and share their voice. So from my perspective, from my opinion, our challenge is to focus on a clear communication and organizational strategies, to focus on our impact in enabling better solutions, to focus on the business case, and I strongly encourage all of you to participate in the policy debate. Thank you very much.